From St. Louis, welcome to the About Sex podcast. My name's Josh, and with me is Angela Skirtu, the star of our show. Hi, Angela.
Hey, Josh, and I'm a licensed marriage therapist and ASEX certified sex therapist.
Well, that's good to know. I didn't know that. And today on About Sex, we're talking about Gothic architecture.
We always talk about sex.
So today's actual topic is initiating sex and maybe a little bit talking about flirting.
Yeah, I thought it would be good to talk about this because a lot of my couples kind of get into ruts about even how they initiate sex. They'll do it one way.
So are we talking more about, you know, people who are new in a relationship or people who have been in a relationship for a long time or both?
I think to get into a rut, you have to have at least been in a relationship for a while.
Okay.
But even for new people, we can still talk about different ways to initiate sex if it's a first or...
I think anybody who's a virgin, they're listening, they're like, how do I break that barrier? You know, how do you initiate
One thing I like to tell my couples is that there actually is a difference between flirting and initiating sex. And sometimes people aren't actually aware of those differences. So usually flirting is not necessarily meant to try to, one doesn't lead to sex necessarily, flirting. Like flirting
but
usually... It can.
Oh, yeah.
But flirting is really meant to just have fun, to be playful together and
to
silly.
To feel a little bit of eroticism, but you don't necessarily have to have sex.
Feel a little bit of a spark between each other. You can actually flirt with more than your partner,
Why don't we go over? Well,
I'm just saying, like, people at work, for example, flirt. People, like, women flirt with women, even if they're not necessarily a lesbian. I think flirtation is kind of like friendliness up a notch.
Okay, so why don't we just define it clearly? Like, what is a way that you can flirt in general? That is not a way that kind of tells somebody you're wanting to have sex. You kind of confused me there with that.
Well, sure, sure. Flirtiness is just being playful and joking and kind of just being open to talking to a variety of people. Some people are as flirty as to, you know, make jokes that are of a little more of erotic nature. And I think that's when it's maybe crossing a line if it's at work or something.
Well,
because, you know, you're not supposed to.
So you're saying just talking to somebody can be flirting.
It can be.
Well, how do I tell the difference? Like, the reality is I don't know. And apparently I flirt with people and don't know it. Like, if I just tell somebody a joke, am I flirting with them?
If it's a little off kilter and has a suggestive nature to it.
But I'm always off kilter. So
then
maybe
people
you're
flirting.
That's why everybody grabs my butt constantly.
Well, I can tell you a story of a recent time that you may not have known you were flirting. And this was with a guy. And I know he's totally straight, so it doesn't even make a difference. But we we were in one of those rooms. What are the rooms where you're like trying to...
The escape rooms,
right?
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking
about. And so one person happened to bring up a topic about...
They said that recently he had heard about some people actually like having sex in the escape rooms, and that was like a problem with them. And that's why they have cameras in there now.
Yeah, but one thing that you did that I thought was flirty was, and it was still a joke, but you said to him back, well, I'll see you
later. Oh, yeah. And then I ran my finger along his chest.
So that was flirting.
That was totally, I was totally doing
it. He was
it to
being
make,
playful and silly.
I was intentionally trying to make him feel uncomfortable because it was funny.
Because it's funny, but that is an example of flirting.
Okay. But that was just a broad one. That is very obvious.
It's a broad one.
When you're touching
just,
someone else.
I think flirting
like
is being a little suggestive. I think touching is a little bit of flirting. Not all touching is. Like, I don't think a fist bump or a high five hug is flirting necessarily. Because people hug.
Depends
that's
on
normal.
If you grab their butt while you're hugging.
Yeah, if you grab someone's butt while they hug you, that's, flirting.
That's flirting.
Or if you kind of touch in a more slow way. Like, I've had somebody kind of like run their finger down my arm, and I definitely think that was flirting.
Oh, yeah.
Or if somebody puts their finger or their hand at the small of your back, that's a little bit more flirtatious.
Yeah, that's not... See, that's why I'm confused about you saying flirting with other people. It's like, if you're in a monogamous relationship, somebody putting their hand on the small of your back is a little bit too far,
I think,
for most couples.
I think touch often is an area where I would put a line down for myself.
Yeah.
When I talk to my couples, I talk to them all about, like, where are your lines where you feel like you've, this is more the kind of flirting you would do with your partner.
Right.
But I think that suggestive talk is something people do all the time. People joke about sex. People laugh about it. And so I think that's something that does happen day to day with people that aren't necessarily your partner.
Well, I kind of don't see that as flirting necessarily.
Okay.
Unless it's like I did in that instance where I'm literally touching someone and saying, oh, I'll see you later. That's a little different.
It
if
is.
If you're just talking and making jokes, I don't see that as necessarily flirting.
Some
but
people do, though.
Some people do. And maybe it's more than just what you're saying, but how much attention you're giving the person.
Yeah.
And how engaged you are. Like if you're around of other people, but you're just talking to them,
mm-hmm.
maybe that seems a little more like flirting.
Yeah.
And I do that and I don't even realize I'm
well,
doing
and
it.
One of my clients recently said this, he was a gay client and he said when he was at the bar, like if he was flirting with somebody, he would completely turn his body to face that person. And really, yeah, like you said, he's totally engaged in that person. You're there for longer than a minute to 5 minutes, right? You're like there really trying to talk, you're leaning
right.
in.
So you're focused on
you're them. Focused on them. You're trying
yeah.
and so showing somebody a lot of attention is a way of flirting.
Okay.
So innuendo is a way of flirting. Like I'll top your taco.
I'll be in your endo.
You'll be in my endo.
Oh,
I
yeah.
love it. That's a version of flirting. Competition
right.
can be a way that people flirt.
To define that.
Well so I had this couple who liked to play competitive Jeopardy. And basically,
it's
like,
Jeopardy.
They would play and be like, I'm going to win. No, I'm going to win. No, you are. You know, like, it's a little bit of a back and forth, a banter.
Mm-hmm.
A bantering can be
banter.
Flirting.
Yeah.
And so there's a difference then between that flirting, which I think can happen day to day, and,
mm-hmm.
like, initiating sex.
Okay.
And initiating is when you're really trying to take it to the next level.
Okay, so let's get to that.
Okay. Well,
so how do you initiate?
Well, there's verbally and non-verbally, and there's more direct and passive ways to initiate. So some people will just say, hey, you want to go get lucky tonight? You know, and like if you've been
very
in a relationship
obvious.
For a while, I mean, some people will just
right.
say, hey, you want to have sex
yeah,
tonight?
Like,
how do you
say,
feel about this?
Are you open to sex tonight? Yeah, I'll just
sure.
straight up say it.
So you can say it directly.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, like we were on a radio show the other night and he said he would like lay and cuddle with a girl, but then he'd start to kind of
mm-hmm.
keep cuddling and fondling certain areas to
yep.
see if she's responding.
Which areas do you think?
Well, I probably you'd start with your arm, someone's arms and their
mm-hmm.
back, but then you might trail your arms, your hand down the side and then across the hips, you know, and up the leg and maybe up the butt. And then
oh, yeah.
suddenly it is more like I'm trying to initiate. Some
sure.
people are more direct, like say a guy has an erection and he kind of just like
grabs
leans
her
up against her
oh,
back
yeah. Oh, yeah.
or grabs her hand and,
grabs
puts,
her hand
it
and puts it
down
it on
there.
It's like, this is a little bit of flirting right here.
It's like, do you like this?
Yeah. But you wouldn't do that with a new person.
You wouldn't
do
it with a new person. And you'd have to know that that's the kind of style that they would like. Like, I think if that's the only way you try to initiate, it might get old over time.
Mm-hmm.
So those are ways people try to initiate. Other people tend to do a more passive approach. And usually when I say other people, I say women. Women tend to take a little more of a passive initiation style. So I've seen women do this thing where maybe they'll dress in a really sexy outfit.
Yeah.
Or they'll have a lingerie on and they'll kind of say, ooh, do you like this lingerie?
Well, yeah. Lingerie is kind of like the green light, the universal green light.
It's
like if I
why
walk
don't
into
you...
the bedroom and you're wearing lingerie, I'm like, okay, let's get naked.
You know, like, it's funny, though. Some people don't know that that's a green light.
Really?
And if they're, like, I've had clients where they were wearing lingerie and they tried to, like, show it off a little bit to their partner and their partner was unsure because she didn't necessarily go to the next step and start kissing him or doing anything. So he just
yeah.
thought, well, maybe she's just trying to model this for
no,
me.
No, she wants you to go up there and start
she
and take her.
She absolutely.
Yes.
It was a take me, I'm yours situation.
Yeah.
But because he didn't know that,
a
he didn't try.
A lot of women want that. They want you to lead and get in there and
yeah.
initiate. So while they will passively initiate in a seductive way like that, most women want you to be the one who grabs them and kisses them and holds them. And not all women. Not
I do
all.
Think so. I
Some
think a lot of women like to be taken a
honestly,
little bit.
I like to be taken too. It's
oh,
good.
Oh, yeah.
It's nice.
Well, how do you like to be initiated with? Or what do you think would be fun, even though you don't, you know, we don't have to go into
oh,
our sex life, but like
reality,
the things that could be fun.
You can just grab my dick. That's the reality.
Of course.
Like, that's
which
guys
for
are
me,
easy.
If,
no, I like
if
the
I were
lingerie.
Just grabbed, I wouldn't like
no,
it.
No, you definitely don't. For me, I like the lingerie thing. I think it's a sexy way of doing it. Another way is just somebody, you come up behind me and rub my shoulders maybe and kiss the back of my neck.
Oh, yeah. Getting kissed
yeah.
on the back of the neck
there's
is such a really sexy way to try
yeah.
and initiate things.
Yeah. And,
mm-hmm.
and while that can still be considered flirting, you know, you just it's the level of rubbing. Like you rub on my chest,
yeah.
and my arms. And
it's
you
a little more suggestive than usual.
You just kind of get on top of me.
Which is why I consider initiating very different than flirting. Mm-hmm. Because when you're initiating, you're very clearly, in these scenarios, trying to have sex with somebody.
Yeah.
But flirting doesn't necessarily have to lead to sex. Sure. And I think that's an important distinction, that women need to be able to flirt in a way that doesn't necessarily lead to sex, just to mm-hmm. get our pot stirred.
Yeah.
Whereas I think men sometimes, when they're thinking about flirting, they're really thinking about it to get to the next level.
Yeah. Well, I flirt all day with you. Like, yeah. We're married. And to me, flirting is something that happens all day. Like, I'll rub your back a little bit mm-hmm. as I'm passing. Or you were feeding the baby, so I came up behind you and kissed the back of your neck.
Yeah.
They're just ways that you flirt as the day goes through, you know.
Mm-hmm. And not every day or every moment is he trying to have sex with me, guys and girls.
Well,
it's kind of well, of course you would take the opportunity if you could.
Yeah.
But you do flirt with me just to flirt. And actually, sure. There's a book that talks all about this called Sex Begins in the Kitchen.
Yeah.
And in that book, it's talking about just the day-to-day. Like, these are the things that really stir the pot for couples. Mm-hmm. It's flirting, showing affection, sometimes saying suggestive things, but not necessarily that having to transfer into sex in that moment. It's more about just keeping the heat going throughout the day and throughout the week, so that it's not like sex is this separate part of your life, but sexuality and eroticism is a part of your day-to-day life.
Sounds good.
I will say one way to initiate that recently happened that I really enjoyed was slow undressing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's my job.
Yeah. So
we kind of have an agreement. Like, it's my job to undress you if I'm around and you're
and
okay
if you're in the mood, and it's really so fun.
And not always does it lead to sex, but on some nights, the undressing for bedtime, you know, it mm-hmm. takes, I take a little more time with it. I take your shoes off.
Yeah.
I grab your legs.
Slowly kiss as you go.
Yeah, there you go.
And I think that's something that people could use a little more of, is undressing with each other or mm-hmm. undressing each other. Because I think sometimes people just get undressed and they jump into bed.
Yeah. And you used to do that. That's
why you mentioned that. You're like, why don't we do this?
I'm like, yeah, I love seeing you naked, but there's something sexy about being a part of that.
Yeah,
process.
And making it slower and more seductive.
Take your time with it, yeah.
And going along with that, I think there's something more sexy about initiating, not necessarily in the bedroom, but like, you know, starting your making out or starting kissing or touching each other, like while you're watching a movie.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're in the other room and it's like, well, is it going to happen? Is it not going to happen? And there's ways to be kind of private about this, too. Like, say you do have kids, because this is always, every couple always says, oh, we have kids. I wouldn't want that to happen there. But like, what if you're under a blanket with each other? Mm-hmm. You could be rubbing each other's legs, just being kind of seductive, but you're covered with the blanket.
Still be appropriate.
And the kids are like watching the show. You could be watching a cartoon together. Who cares, right?
You just hold each other and kiss.
Yeah, you're just kind of stirring the pot with each other. Keep it a PG. It can still be safe around the kids.
But you don't want to have to, you know, just keep it in the bedroom, any affection. People sometimes have a problem with public displays of affection.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, seduction starts outside.
Oh, absolutely.
Not even in the kitchen. Like, we're walking.
It could be
at
a restaurant.
I hold your hand at the park mm-hmm. while we're walking. Or I hold your hand while we're at a restaurant. Or look deeply into your eyes and tell you I love you, you know?
Yeah. It's, well, and that's the thing. It can be both affectionate or verbal. And mm-hmm. so, like, if people are a little uncomfortable with the physical displays, there can be whispers, like, in each other's ears. You're in public, but nobody knows what's being said.
What would you whisper?
I can't wait to see you later. What underwear are you wearing? Or I don't know. Like,
I'm
I can't wait
boxers.
To undress you later tonight. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm wearing boxers.
I'm wearing boxers.
He's always wearing boxers. Yeah. Can't wait to get you out of those briefs. I don't know. Just say something silly and sexy.
Or like, my penis is erect.
No, that is not as sexy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's interesting, but I think that women can probably get away with a lot more in terms of those verbal cues than men can. Like, you saying my penis is erect, I think it would turn us off. But if a woman were to say,
I said it because it's funny.
It's funny, but like, it's important for people to maybe notice that there's a difference.
But here's the thing. Sometimes initiation with sex involves humor. I think that's something that,
allowed.
People don't realize is that sex is funny. There's mm-hmm. silly noises. You're jumping up and down on the bed. It's a very silly and a very intimate thing. And sometimes people have a little discomfort with being nude, especially when you're early in a relationship. Like, if it's your first time with the person.
Well, and some people just are uncomfortable with their bodies anyways.
Sure.
People have lack of confidence.
But
it
in
happens.
General, you know, you can joke around while you're doing it. That's part of our initiation. That's part of our flirting in general. We'll joke like that.
We like to play.
We like to play. We like to be humorous about sex because it's a funny thing.
It's definitely a funny thing. There's always weird things that happen sexually that you kind of just gotta laugh about. Get off me, you're hurting my back.
My leg fell asleep. Get.
Yeah.
Or I'm done. Move along.
Exactly. Well, so whatever the case may be, I think it's important for couples to talk about how they want to be initiated. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have any good ideas, watch shows. Like, there's TV shows and even like books that kind of show different ways that other people can initiate. And I think that's a good way to get new ideas too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then other than that, you know, have fun, have lots of sex.
That's a good idea to have sex.
I think it's a good plan.
That's advice from the sex therapist over here on www.therapistinst.louis.com. Her name is Angela Skirtu. And if you want to check out our podcast, which you're already listening to right now, we now have a new website up called www.aboutsexpodcast.com. So it's real easy. Real easy. Just go to that URL.
So like us, join us, share our podcast if you think it's helpful.
Or subscribe. And you can find us on SoundCloud, Podbean. We're all over the place. And we're going to be on iTunes real soon. So.
All right. Thank you.
It's been a good show. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.